99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:35. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Not sure if you guys know, but...
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a little different this year.
It is a little different this year.
I mean, even Google's not doing anything.
Right, so, you know, anybody who really performs a nasty April Fool's joke today is just a horrible human being.
Extra mean.
Go ahead and say that. Now,
yeah.
We will give you the rest of that story, old Susan there.
Yeah.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
It's a classic.
And why she was warning people to be careful on her April Fool's jokes.
It's a solid warning.
It is a solid warning. And why Susan went so hard on April Fool's Day is kind of one of those classics, almost like the Mobile, Alabama leprechaun.
Almost. It's up there, though.
It's on that level.
It's on that level.
I feel like it's on that level.
Yeah.
So, anyways, good morning. It is April 1st. Glad to have March in our rearview mirror, except I think April is not going to be much better, according to not only the president, but the governor. And
first couple of weeks, for sure.
Everybody's saying that April is going to be a pretty tough month with the COVID-19 cases escalating, and deaths could be up in the hundreds of thousands before... it peaks. So, yeah, let's all do our part. Let's stay quarantined. Let's
stay home.
Do what we need to do to limit our contact with other people who are outside of our own homes. And, yeah, we can all stay safe and help flatten that curve.
Today, and it's tough, we know, with kids, because especially who are on spring break.
I know you want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do something. You want to play with your friends at least outside, and you can't even do that.
No,
so
no.
The struggle has been real. I'm going through, I think, every single scavenger hunt I found on the internet so far.
All right. Good for you.
It's a lot.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So today it is not only Band Tee Day on the Spirit Week, where a band or artist t-shirt. You've got your Taylor Swift shirt on. I've got my Pink Floyd shirt on. We're ready to go.
I found it in the back of my sleep shirt drawer.
Ah, there you go.
Unearthed it. Tried to get the wrinkles out.
It's been slept in. I was going to say, it looks like you maybe slept in it last night, too.
No, I didn't. Last night.
Okay.
Kept it fresh for today.
All right.
We'll say, though, it's got that kind of pilled up, weathered.
It's got that worn look.
Worn look.
That loved look. Yeah. Lived in look. Sure. Yeah. All right.
But I think it's the first time that I've actually worn it outside of the house.
Ah.
So bonus.
All right. Bonus.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, today it's wear your favorite artist t-shirt or band t-shirt day. Tag us on social media at 997DJX, and we'll give you some props there. It's just our own little Spirit Week this week, as Spirit Week continues. Monday was USA Day. Yesterday was College Sports Day. Today is Band Tee Day. Tomorrow is Throwback Thursday. And then Friday is Beach Day. So put it on your calendar.
Okay.
In your memory.
Yep. That's going to be probably the biggest event in a lot of people's lives. Right?
We're trying.
What am I doing today? I'm going to wear a special shirt.
There you
DJX.
Go. Absolutely.
Yes. And then I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take the best picture I've ever taken, though, because I'm going to have some time to set it up.
That's right. You got the time.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get to your Florida story coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to introduce you to Dinosaur Joe. And that is your Setting the Bar story.
He sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right.
He is Craigslist Quarantine Connections. We got that for you on the way here this morning. And a bunch of other stuff here, including a national championship that we need to celebrate.
Oh, well, that's great. In sportsy sports sports?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
We need just a little touch.
We need something.
Of some sportsy sports sports.
All right, so that is all on the way. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, ask Siri to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get live radio or podcast or all that. All right, Florida makes the show from time to time. This day, no different. Doesn't matter if we're in a global pandemic or not, but... Setting the Bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking in to a house saying that dinosaurs are chasing you. You're doing okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's not really a realistic thing, I think, or an excuse to allow you to go into someone else's house.
Yeah, so we're going to introduce you to Joseph Roberts. Joseph Roberts, he shattered the front window and broke into a house of just a residential home there in Florida.
This morning at about 5:45 in Deltona, a family was woken up on Libby Court by a crazed man screaming that dinosaurs were chasing him.
I mean, kind of scary, really.
And he broke in through the front window.
I mean, kind of scary in the fact that, one, he's screaming at 5:45 in the morning that dinosaurs are chasing him. Two, what if there really were? I mean, then he's bringing them to your house.
I feel like it's a really good chance there were no dinosaurs involved.
Yeah, so the lady...
Did he just get done watching, like, Jurassic World or something?
I don't know. But the homeowner, the lady, shot him in the arm. Officers arrived. He was told, or he told them that he had some bad weed.
Okay, kids, drugs are bad. Drugs are bad, kids. Have many, many... We could actually rename the segment Drugs Are Bad.
Yeah, right?
I feel like that's the common thread.
So Dinosaur Joe was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and not really know what charges he's facing at this point, but yeah, again.
Well, breaking and entering, probably.
That's probably one of them.
Yeah.
So again...
The good news is the silver lining for him.
Mm-hmm.
No dinosaurs in jail. He's going to be safe.
Well, no dinosaurs were actually chasing him either. So
exactly.
That's kind of good, too.
Yeah, no dinosaurs in the neighborhood.
Right.
Or anywhere else.
Right.
Except your TV box.
All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a house saying dinosaurs are chasing you, you're doing okay.
It's good that everyone's safe now.
Yep. That's setting the bar. Run away. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com on your Alexa, on your Siri. Just ask to play 99.7 DJX, and you got it right there.
You got it.
Yep, live radio. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University. All right, here we go, Kelly K.
So this was kind of an unexpected feel-good that came out of Duluth, Minnesota. Dr. Janjua is a cardiologist at a coronavirus quarantine unit there in Duluth, and says that she kind of burst into tears when she was pulled over by Trooper Brian Swartz.
Oh.
She was speeding, but instead of a speeding ticket, she got some N95 masks.
He asked me what kind of work I did, and I told him I'm a cardiologist. He said he was going to let me go with a warning, and then he reached into the vehicle. He was handing over some N95 masks.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? She said, you know, this complete stranger who owed me nothing is more on the front lines than I am, shared his precious mask with me.
For this officer to hand over masks that he could have used for himself, mm-hmm. it was almost like an angel had arrived to answer my concerns. He's just quietly going out there every day doing what he's supposed to do. And those are the people that are going to save America.
Wow.
Awesome.
Aww.
I mean, isn't that amazing? She said, you know, the whole thing just kind of made her worry a little less about the situation that's going on because there are good people like him walking around.
Aww.
So just a really cool situation there. And we'll tweet out that story. It's really great. At Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is interesting seeing all these like late night TV shows that are used to studio audiences kind of going the in your home format.
Well, yeah, they've had to improvise, and a lot of them are getting really creative and pretty fun about it.
Yeah, over the past couple weeks. I know The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, he's been doing that, and he's one of those. But Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, that continues on just from his basement. And they've been, like, Skyping and using Zoom meetings to get their guests on. And he had Demi Lovato on last night talking about kind of quarantining with her family.
Thing and blah blah blah, you're with your family, like, how is that? And I keep saying, you know that saying, like, you can't choose your family? Well, I would totally choose them.
Oh, that's so nice.
I've always known that, but I came to that realization the other day. I was just like, I would totally choose every member of my family.
Oh, that's That's actually good. That's pretty refreshing there.
Yes.
Yeah. Jimmy, again, attempted a monologue to an audience of his wife working the camera.
Okay. Let's get to some news. A Navy hospital ship has arrived in New York because if there's one thing we've learned from the crisis, is that you definitely want to be on a giant ship.
Yeah.
Well, this is nice. Last night, the Empire State
Building. I know. It's so weird. It's so weird where there's supposed to be like a laugh or a laugh track. There's nothing.
I need his laugh track.
Right.
It was lit up in red and white flashing lights to honor healthcare workers. Yep, everyone was confused by the red and white flashing lights. At first, New Yorkers thought it meant Target finally got a shipment of toilet paper.
He's laughing at his own.
I was going to say, that one made him laugh. Okay. So, anyways, you can see just how all of these late night shows are kind of adapting to this new weird, hopefully temporary style of performing their shows.
Yeah, I think they do need to get back in the studio at some point.
At some point. It's got to happen, yeah.
It's been cute, but like for small little video segments, not an entire show.
Hopefully it will happen by the end of April here on 99.7 DJX. I'm a sucker for you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. As we enter into April, Netflix is reporting record number of streaming, obviously, ever since basically March 14th. It's been tripling in numbers on the streaming service there, including just YouTube, Hulu, a bunch of other streaming services have just seen record numbers of streaming.
I finished Ozark 3 last
night. I was going to say,
I finished it.
You are off of the Ozark. That literally just, was released on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was
on
quick.
On Friday, yeah.
How many episodes?
11.
Okay.
I think it's 11.
Because I finished season one of Ozark. I never got into season two. I probably should.
You need to.
Okay, all right.
And you need to plow through three.
Here's the thing. Do I need to do season two?
Yes, you do.
Or do I just, can I just go right from one to three?
Do season two and then three.
Okay.
So good.
All right.
Like, wow. The last second is just, they do not disappoint.
Do they?
They do not disappoint.
Do they open it up for season four?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
1,000%.
All right.
Yes. And they better not take 2 years to get it done.
Yeah.
I'm impatient.
Sure.
Mama can't handle it. I think it was legit a year and a half.
Yeah, that's
seasons.
One of the things that we were talking about yesterday.
Crazy.
It was like we need some of these series to...
Let's step it up a notch.
Right. Let's release it a little bit early. The Mandalorian. Like, we're waiting on you.
Why are we waiting? Feature films in like a couple of months.
Why are we waiting until October? Unless they're not done editing the entire show... I don't know.
They better hurry up. They better figure out a way.
They better figure out.
Hurry up.
So
good.
You remember yesterday we were talking about how the Tampa police have opened up the cold case file on the Tiger King Murder, Mayhem, and Madness, Carol Baskin's former husband, who just turned up missing.
She was thinking she's probably going to be living her best life, being portrayed as this, Tiger queen, tiger savior.
Like she plays a role, but she doesn't have as huge a role as you'd think, especially with all this news of opening up the cold case and everything. I mean, that whole weird craziness went down in one episode.
Oh, so it was just almost a sidebar.
It was one episode where they just threw Carol and her backstory and all that at you. And you're just what in the world? So anyways, now Las Vegas is looking at one of the other dudes.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Not Doc Antle, but Joe Louis. Like one of his, I'll tell you, he just got into just some mess. Joe Exotic got into just a mess.
Which is why he's in jail.
Which is why he's still in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Tiger King, I know. So now.
Okay.
Now you
got. Now I'm freed up.
You're freed up from the.
I finished.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I finished 2013. Breaking Bad. I'm done with Ozark
season three.
So now I'm freed up for
now. You can do.
I'm still trying to convince my husband.
Tiger King.
He's like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm telling you, like,
yeah, I don't know.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, it's not the number one streaming show on Netflix for nothing.
Reason.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, I will say the last episode wasn't nearly as good as the first. The first episode grabs you and pulls you in.
Okay.
And the last episode is just, it kind of wraps everything up and it's kind of like, where are they now? Type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But, every single episode has something that you're just like, are you kidding me? Because it's real. It actually happened.
Okay.
I mean, it's so crazy. It's so crazy.
All right. So it's like a one big setting the bar, is it not?
Like,
don't do that?
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to, run a zoo of big cats, then maybe you're doing okay.
Okay.
I don't know. And like, I run the fence of who's really at fault.
Okay. There are good animal sanctuaries out there, right? We're just highlighting the bad ones in this series, maybe?
Sure.
Or the ones that are not the
greatest?
Sure,
and then, Tim Stark right over there across the river. Right across the river. I mean, he was featured in the last episode a lot.
So was he a good example of an animal sanctuary, or do we have some work to do?
Hey, Tim, are you listening? Do you want to come on the show and talk about the show? Because I'd like to talk to you.
Clear the air. Clearly there are questions. Clearly.
I mean, we'd have to record it ahead of time because he swears a lot.
Okay.
But.
All right. And I'll watch the show so I can be a little bit more educated when talking to you. But sure, give us a call.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, Netflix doing well. Ozark, you just finished. Obviously, Tiger King, Murder,
Mayhem, and
Madness.
I feel like
Mayhem,
I'm getting to the end of Netflix. Like, well, I'm going to run out of Netflix. And then what am I going to do?
Then, Netflix is going to be.
Then quarantine's about to get real.
It's going to get. It's so weird that. Like April Fool's Day is even a thing, like anymore.
Yeah,
It was funny. I was talking to our boss yesterday, and we were just talking about how it's going to be weird here in Louisville here in this month of April because we have all the Kentucky Derby Festival events that are normally taking place in April, and then Derby. And then I was like, yeah, I remember probably about 10 years ago, Kelly and I moved the Kentucky Derby to Lexington, to Keeneland.
Yeah,
just in a one sentence news report. I think it was like, were you still reading the news at that point?
I think so. And then, I feel like we only let it go on for maybe an hour.
Yeah. I mean, it was a one sentence thing where you were like, oh, and I want to say it was Andy Beshear's dad at that point. You're like, Governor Beshear was announcing that next year, the Derby would move to Keeneland to help spread out like the economics in the state.
Yeah.
And we almost got fired.
I mean, listen.
I mean, it was insane.
It was the amount of sternly worded emails, the meetings that fortunately you had to go through. I was left out of all of that stuff. Thank goodness, shielded, if you will.
Yeah, it was almost like, yeah, Kelly couldn't handle this.
No, nope. I would have been because I hate like upsetting people. So. Right. I'm a nervous Nelly when it comes to that.
I remember being on some conference calls with Churchill Downs and.
Seriously?
Oh my gosh. It was bad, Kelly.
I know. Did you use the line like, listen, isn't it refreshing?
Everybody loves you.
Everyone loves you and how devastated they would be. This is showing you how much you're loved.
Their phone operators were like, we were inundated the entire day.
And surprising that we had that kind of power. Surprising.
I mean,
like we kind of largely assumed no one's going to be listening.
No one really knows, right?
Nope.
We've just
been able to fly under the radar.
Anyways, April Fool's Day. We're gonna play for you some classic April Fool's stories from the news
that are iconic.
Yeah, a little bit later on in the show here.
Like those people got in trouble so you don't have to.
Right, exactly. Jimmy Kimmel last night had some last minute April Fool Day ideas in this global pandemic that we're living in.
So we came up with a few ideas, some simple ways to torment your loved ones. Here are some last minute April Fool's ideas. Now this one, my daughter Katie came up with. She's been texting her friend, what you do is you text your friends, all of them individually, saying, hey, I'm outside your house. Answer the door. It's good. You could put a sex toy in an Amazon box and tell your mom a package came.
Okay. Wow.
right?
Some of those from suggestions from...
Maybe not that one. Maybe not that one.
Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. I'm going to suggest maybe not that one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, April Fool's Day, you know, it's... Yeah.
Tread lightly.
I was going to say tread lightly right now. All right. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. All right. Coming up next, it is... With that being said, we're going to prank someone with the phone tap. And
it's all good fun, though.
Right.
And we get permission from people in their lives.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So when you've got a mattress for sale and you're just trying to unload it and William Hassan Pepper has some questions.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So this was a couple weeks back. Been sitting on it. Henry wrote to us, said, my buddy Carl's moving to D.C. in a few weeks. He's selling his stuff on Craigslist.
Okay.
Even selling his bed.
Sure.
I'm not talking the frame, but mattress and box spring.
All right.
I thought that was nasty. But nobody would buy it.
Sure.
But he claims a few people have already called on it. I say he's full of it. How about a little phone tappage?
All right. Well, Robert Hassenpepper has some questions.
He's interested.
It's your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, looking for Carl.
Yeah, this is Carl.
Hi, Carl. It's Robert Hassenpepper calling about the mattress and box spring you got listed on Craigslist.
Cool. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm wondering if you still have them.
Yep.
All right. I'm wondering if you could tell me how broken in you would say the mattress is.
Well, I bought them about 2 years ago. It's a queen size, big pillow top.
No, 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 son. That's not really what I meant. Let me ask you this. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend, but what...
Oh, hell, that's almost worse.
What are you talking about?
Well, son, I'm just trying to gauge the level of activity this bed has seen, if you get what I'm talking about.
Listen, it's a bed. It's in good shape, all right? If you're wondering if I've had on the bed, the answer is yes.
Oh, God! All right, fair enough. I'll take it. You said $30, right?
Oh, my God. No, actually, the ad says 40.
Okay, so you drive a hard bargain. How about 25?
Sure, if you pick it up today, 25.
Okay, you deliver, correct?
No, no, I don't deliver. You got to come get it.
Well, that's going to be an issue. Would you ship it to me?
It's going to cost a fortune.
Well, this is a great deal. You know, have you ever seen how expensive mattresses are?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're getting a really good deal. I mean, come on, you're paying $25 for a mattress? Just come get it.
Well, let me think about this. Well, I could probably get him bungee down to my Mini Cooper. All right, where do you live, son?
I mean, you should get a truck. Like, ask a friend, borrow a truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good idea. Good idea. I might ask my buddy Henry. He has a truck.
And then I know a guy named Henry. What's your name?
Oh, well, I said it's a Robert Hassenpepper. Ring a bell?
No. But you know my, you know Henry.
I do, Carl. It's actually Ben Davis calling from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Morning Show.
Who?
What morning show?
It's a phone tap. Your buddy set you up.
So you're not going to buy the bed?
Oh, God.
No. No, I'm not going to buy that bed.
Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, he's mad. Oh, you thought he had a sale.
He was like, oh, man.
You're going to get rid of it?
I'm going to get rid of my mattress for $25.
How long do you think it's going to take to dawn on him that he had just admitted on the radio that he did the IBD on his mattress?
Well, probably. Probably
right
pretty
now?
Quickly.
You
yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Right now. There you go. That's your phone tap. Your touch. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming The Ben and Kelly Show.com on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Posted last night, what's something many people like, but you don't. I could have probably guessed yours.
Yeah.
Being coffee.
I've never, never had a desire to drink coffee. I can't stand the smell of it, so I can't bring myself to try it.
You don't even like the smell of coffee?
No, I don't like the smell of coffee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Triggers me.
Okay.
Triggers.
See, I'm the opposite. I love coffee. Love the smell of coffee. I could drink it all the time.
But you were Marvel movies.
Yeah, Marvel movies. Don't care.
And as a man,
don't care.
I think you're innately supposed to be born with a love for Marvel movies. The fact that you don't, that you haven't, in all of the Marvel movies, found a connection is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, no, was never a big comic book nerd.
Don't have to be. I never was either.
And so
the movies are separate.
Well, like I said, I've dipped my toe in the Marvel universe. I've watched Mallrats, and I've seen
Mallrats doesn't count.
And I've seen Spider-Man.
So I'm not into the Spider-Verse.
Those are
that doesn't count either.
I've dipped my toe, but yeah, I have no care.
Did you watch Endgame?
I think even if I watched it, I wouldn't care.
Okay, so you haven't.
I don't know.
You wouldn't have a reaction. You wouldn't have that reaction. You wouldn't have that reaction.
I don't care.
Oh,
I don't, wow. Like, that is one series that I really just don't care. Tons of comments. Brian, are you too human?
Yeah, well, it's comments like that that make me think no.
Like, Rachel rolls in with, what's something many people like but you don't? She's all like, tequila and milk chocolate.
What? Tequila, I understand, because upside down margarita incident in college, never gone back.
Yeah, quite honestly, I could probably understand tequila too.
But chocolate?
Yeah, milk chocolate. Wow. A lot of people were on the same page with you, saying coffee. A lot of people not liking coffee. Some people saying this is us. I will say one commenter said, Amy said, Old Dirt Road. Hate that song.
Oh, you mean Old Town Road?
I think she was talking about Old Town Road. I'm going to take my horse to the old dirt road.
Yeah, I like that one. I hate too.
Nicole says macaroni and cheese. What is wrong with macaroni and cheese?
Feels un-American.
Listen, I will say though, on the macaroni and cheese train, my wife's grandpa, who just passed away earlier this year.
God rest his soul.
That was the genesis of my hot classic t-shirt.
Right.
So
that when framed with a jacket looked like hot ass.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that one.
All right.
This man, for 80 some years, did not eat one bite of macaroni and cheese because he grew up in Depression era United States.
And is that all he ate?
And that's all he ate.
Oh, I understand that.
And so after that, he was like, nope, I'm never touching this stuff ever again.
Okay.
And so literally.
That I understand.
For like 80 years, the man didn't eat macaroni and cheese. And it's like, to have that sort of conviction.
That is amazing. However,
is amazing.
Especially when we are living in a world with Kraft and the cheesy, cheesy cheese dust. I mean, that is really hard to resist.
Right. John texts in and says, I've never found a beer I like.
Huh. Oh, well, yeah. That is surprising for a man to say. Most men, I think, tend to like beer.
Well, yeah, I mean, and beer is, I think, even an acquired taste, which is, even as mass appeal as it is, it's a very acquired taste.
Which is funny to me in and of itself, the fact that you have to try to like something, but you soldier through.
Another, right, exactly. Another text that says, I can't stand eggs or coffee. Eggs?
Oh, eggs?
I don't know if I could live in a life without eggs.
There are so many different ways to prepare the eggs.
Stephanie rolls in with, I don't like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
Now, my daughter's just finished both series, both Star Wars and Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Okay,
and
so what are their thoughts?
They love them both.
Okay, yeah.
And so what was funny,
that's the world I live in,
was like Star Wars, they were against both movies. They were vehemently against both movies. They're like, they're stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. Because
I gotta be honest, Lord of the Rings, I never had a desire to watch until I watched them, and then, you know, they're masterpieces.
Exactly. Sure. Right, for sure.
Yeah.
And it was funny because they literally just finished the last Lord of the Rings movie yesterday. And I was like, tell me, is there no better friend in the world than Samwise?
Yes.
And they were like, oh, and no, yeah. But it was the Mandalorian that got him into the whole Star Wars thing. The Mandalorian,
that was their gateway?
That was their gateway drug to get into the entire Star Wars, and then they were hooked.
Are they good with Yoda having been introduced by like Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
Baby Yoda is real cute. Yoda.
For sure. So I would recommend to you, Stephanie, that maybe dip your toe in the Mandalorian water, and that
could be Baby Yoda grab you in.
Yep, that could be the gateway to get you into the Star Wars universe there. Wow. So, anyways, if you want to comment, we'd love to see them at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Like I said, a lot of divisions, a lot of families, of friends that were happening right there on the comment section.
Yeah. Well, I took this from my husband was playing kind of a game like, what are 10 things that most people like that you don't? Yeah, I didn't have many. That many. It was too many. So I just picked one.
Yeah, that's good. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Largely, I don't care what celebrities are doing with their quarantine time at home. But this is adorable.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg getting gorgeous with a makeover from his 10-year-old daughter, Grace. She's doing makeup. She's doing his nails.
Painting my hand. Okay, so 15 days into quarantine now, I'm getting pedicures, manicures, and apparently a full makeup. She's got her whole kit there. And yeah, this is what's happening now.
This is a hack job.
Are you good at this? Have you ever done this before?
So cute. Really cute videos he shared on Instagram. You can see it up on our website, WDJX.com. Also on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Beginning next week, we are going to give you several opportunities to win some free money here. Brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment, 99.7 DJX. It's the Kentuckiana Cash Relief. So hopefully, you know, this effect of the coronavirus hasn't hit you too personally, but everybody has been affected in some way, shape, or form. And so we're going to try to do our part and at least give you a little monetary relief.
Yes, and a little IOU for a little bit until we figure out how we're going
to I mean, we're not going to be able to, like,
can't come pick it up for a while.
Right, right. So, you know, but nonetheless, we will.
We'll be good for it.
Hey, listen.
Why did they let us talk about this?
Don't worry about it.
Listen.
Don't worry about it. We've got it covered.
We got it in a special place. I'll let you know when the drop's going to be. It's going to be fine.
Two knocks. All right? Two knocks. You hear that? You open, there'll be a package for you.
And here's the password. Ben's on the left.
Ben's on the left. So, yeah, the Kentuckiana Cash Relief. We'll try to help you out financially with multiple opportunities to win $1,000 starting on Monday. All right, on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It's people casting that line out, trying to see if they can find love.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Quarantine Connections. I'll go first.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
This one's titled, You Kept Farting in the Movies. Man for woman.
I'm invested already.
I'm looking for the girl who kept farting in the movie theater about a month ago. I know this is a long shot.
Uh-huh.
But I thought you were so adorable.
That's good.
And I can't get you off my quarantine brain. You told me that you were single and deaf ready to mingle.
Uh-huh.
You were drinking the beers from your purse. And
oh, wow.
We're definitely hammered.
She goes hard. Talk about sneaking stacks into the theater.
We was in what would be considered a kid's movie.
Oh.
But I won't judge you for not being there with kids if you don't judge me for not being there with any youngins either. It did seem aggressive when you threw popcorn at the screen at the bad guy. But I like your spunk. If you see this, message me your number so we can video chat.
Oh, okay.
A girl as fine as you can fart on me and throw popcorn at me anytime you want.
Oh, wow. She's hot but stinky. I got it.
All right.
All right.
You at least have the memory from the movie theater.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's Craigslist Quarantine Connections.
This one's called Tiger Queen.
Right? Okay.
The sound effects I feel like you're going to add. This is great.
All right.
All right. Wow. You're amazing.
Okay.
You was walking your dog in the neighborhood today around 7:30 wearing tiger print and yoga pants showing off your incredible assets.
Okay. Wow.
You was FaceTiming what I can only assume was your deadbeat boyfriend because your neck was moving back and forth aggressively and you was yelling about cheese fries, some hot DoorDash chick in the remote.
Wow. Okay, a lot there.
That was a lot. He paid attention, obviously. You were hella fired up. And I thought it was cute. Grr, mama in those tiger yoga pants. You can tear into me anytime. Jeez. I'll be your tiger king if you be my tiger queen.
Okay, yeah, there it is.
You know, but without the arms getting ripped off, murder, bad country music, and going to jail and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Hit me up so we can isolate ourselves together.
Wow. Okay.
I love the sound effect. Where'd you get the sound effect? Where was that?
That was an old YouTube video.
Oh, Ked Woodley.
He sung a Carolina Panthers song.
I'm so glad we hang on to that.
Okay, so there you go. Hopefully these people can find one another.
Yeah.
With another edition of Craigslist Quarantine Connections.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, I dare any brand to really perform an April Fool's prank today. Even Google, as you said earlier.
Yeah,
in the
they're
show,
like, nope, we're not doing anything.
Right, we're not touching it.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that we can't look back on one of the most famous April Fool's news reports ever.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
No truer words have ever been said.
No truer words.
No truer words. He's only here for one
thing, but Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Have you seen this video going around of these goats that have kind of overtaken this North Wales town?
No, they're just goats running amok?
Yeah, because the town...
Nobody's out in the town.
Right, exactly. Everybody's quarantined.
Nobody's driving the cars.
Kind of hanging back, and so the goats are just kind of...
Running around.
Running the town.
Yep.
Yeah,
wow.
If you want to see it.
They're eating the hedges.
I mean, they got to keep the hedges trimmed, right?
Well, yeah. There's a snack.
Yeah, so like these goats are like deer would be here. They're just running around kind of, you know, standing on fences, walking on walls, walking in streets, just literally overtaking this town.
You know,
there.
In their world, it's like everyone was annihilated off planet Earth, and they're the only survivors.
Yeah, that's wild.
Right? Isn't that weird?
Wild.
Planet of the goats.
Well, remember like a month ago, there was a video that was going around of the monkeys that were overtaking this Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And this town in Thailand. Mm-hmm. Same type of deal. Anyways, we got the video if you want to see it. WDJX.com. It's kind of funny. Just these herd of goats rolling around.
Why is it that I need Rihanna? We're going to run this town. Playing underneath it.
Come on, Jeff. It's our time now.
Yeah. In my head, that was a theme song.
Yeah.
Running.
And you know, immediately I thought, okay, well, obviously, you know, Ben and Kelly being Ben and Kelly, they're going to run down the wormhole of goat mating. Yeah. But, you know, we've done that, right?
We've been there, done that?
Yeah. We don't need to do goat mating, do we?
Is it in the library?
I mean, it's right there. But we don't need to do that. We don't need to be the morning show that plays goat mating.
Well,
when we're talking about a herd of goats overtaking the town.
I mean, what else are you going to do when the streets are empty and you got the place to yourself?
Got right? A little extra alone time there.
Step. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to see the video, not of the goats mating, but of the goats overtaking the town there.
Right.
WDJX.com. Coming up next, it is one of the most classic April Fool's news stories you'll hear. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. April 1st, April Fool's Day in a global pandemic. Probably not as
good of an idea.
Crazy an idea as it maybe once was in years past. So with that, we take a look back at one of the most famous reports from April Fool's. From our neighboring state of Tennessee.
Yes, it was kind of a joke gone awry.
A favorite day for pranksters is the time of year when you're never really sure what's the truth.
That's right.
One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
Okay, so we are going to meet a veteran.
Yeah, done this before.
April Fool's Day prankster.
Practically a pro.
Yeah, her name is Susan.
I do April Fool's Day jokes.
Oh, Helen.
All the time, okay?
This year would be the best yet, a prank for her sister.
Okay, so Helen, awesome. She is a veteran.
Yes, I'm going to get my sister real good this
time. She's done these sort of things all the time.
I was doing an April Fool's joke. I said, Helen.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I shot my husband.
Okay.
I'm cleaning up the mess. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you heard correctly. She told her sister she murdered her husband.
Okay.
Still
funny, right?
Right.
Still funny. Out the gate. It's real funny.
So, again, Susan, a veteran April Fool's Day prankster, just called her sister and said, hey, I'll kill my husband.
It's like Susan and Helen are like the Thelma and Louise.
Yes.
In real life, right?
All right, so let's talk to a neighbor.
Sister Helen called another family member. Somebody called 911.
Yep.
And next thing I knew, there was law everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Law everywhere. They. I'm telling you what, they came quick, didn't they?
Yeah.
Their response was excellent.
Their response was excellent, for sure.
Yeah, two thumbs up for the response.
Kingsport police staged outside of Hudson's pastel yellow house, guns drawn, as they prepared themselves for a bloody murder scene.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's... that's certainly escalating.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, for sure. The neighbor.
And I thought it was somebody, some big man going to come out there. Here comes a woman out and handcuffed her, put her in the car. And I thought, well, what in the world she done?
What in the world she done? So that's,
can you imagine living next door to Susan?
So that's the neighbor.
Okay.
Living next door to the veteran April Fool's Day prankster,
right.
Susan.
But inside, they only found Hudson, and she started to learn the joke might be on her.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You mean calling your sister to say that you murdered your husband, not a great idea for an April Fool's Day prank?
Like you could get in trouble?
An April Fool's.
April Fool. The fool was her.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Neighbor with the jokes.
All right, so now we got to see if Susan has any sort of, like, I guess... moral of the story.
Okay.
Any
a lesson that she learned?
Imparting words.
And she just might agree.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Susan! Thank you.
It doesn't matter how many times I hear that.
No. It is such a valid statement.
So today, even in a global pandemic.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Susan! He's the April Fool's spokesperson.
There you go.
Forever.
All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So a 12-year-old girl in Atlanta was bored at home. She was missing her friends. She's also feeling bad that high schoolers were missing out on prom. Her name's Serenity.
Okay.
And the news did a story on her idea.
I know I'm bored. I know they're bored too. So I wanted something like they can do. Get dressed, take pictures.
The 12-year-old runs a charity in Atlanta donating prom dresses to young women in need.
That I can see the joy on people's faces and see how they're like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect dress for me.
But that got put on hold when school and prom and seemingly everything else was canceled. So she came up with the idea to have prom live on Instagram.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
So that went down last night, 7 o'clock. She got a couple of DJs, a dancer, a comedian to all stream in and be a part of it. And so what a cool idea. First of all, at 12, that she already ran a charity getting prom dresses.
That's pretty amazing.
For kids in need.
Yeah.
That in and of itself is pretty great. And then to kind of come up with this idea to do a virtual prom. A great thing there that happened last night. So we'll tweet out the story if you want to read more about her. She's pretty inspiring at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Self-quarantining. And, you know, Kelly and I are here and we have been the past several weeks, especially after the self-quarantine and
The isolation started.
You know, we are here basically in an empty building.
Yeah, we've been the only ones for a while now.
Yeah, still socially distant, you know, 6 feet here with the board. But
our setup is naturally that way, so we didn't really have to tweak a whole heck of a lot to make sure we're following the rules.
But you have said that there is something that you've started doing now that this building is empty and that you haven't normally done.
I just started not closing the stall door when I go pee.
Yeah, why?
Why? One else is here. No one else is here. I just walk in, I do my business, don't bother closing the door.
Why?
Because why? Because hashtag quarantine. Hashtag no one's in the
building. You're like, you know what? I don't have time.
Nope.
Don't have time.
Suddenly I don't have the time to close the door anymore.
Right, right. So what will the adjustment when staff and the office opens back up?
That might become a problem.
Right. Where, you know, the habits that we create now will be hard to break once life gets back to normal.
Yeah, I might, it might be a little bit of an adjustment curve there. Might be some people that walk in, see some stuff, and I'm usually in the last one. So, there, you know, I hopefully there'll be a little bit of a buffer. As soon as I hear that door open, I'll be like, oh, hey, I'm in the last one.
Yeah, don't go past the last stall.
Don't walk past the first stall.
I will say that earlier this week, I went on a jog here downtown.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I kind of the same thing. I just got dressed in my office.
Right.
Door open.
Yep.
Just.
Doesn't matter. No one's here.
No one. No. And it felt weird.
Yeah.
It did. It felt weird. I was like.
I know. So yesterday I was wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's been a little hot here in the studio.
Right.
And I was going to go, I brought a short sleeve shirt. I was going to change.
Uh-huh.
I started taking off my shirt in the hallway. I did. Again.
You're just like.
No one's here.
You're like, all right.
I was like, I'm so hot. I'm just going to save time. Start taking it off in the hallway. So I might have walked down the hallway shirtless yesterday as well.
All right.
There are some things happening.
I'm telling you.
Quarantine makes things different.
Yeah, you've moved in.
Yeah.
This is now your own house.
Yes, exactly.
This is just an extension of your house.
It is.
All right.
I'm treating it as such.
Yeah, quarantine definitely has affected all of us in different ways. Us here especially at the radio station.
Well, yeah, and everybody that's getting used to working at home now, how are they going to adjust to going back into the office when that time comes?
Right, with the business up top. Casual on the bottom.
Absolutely.
Right. When you're doing all those Zoom calls. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I've seen so many different videos of people going, you know what? I don't even know what jeans are anymore.
I know.
I don't even know what real pants are anymore.
Right. Because why?
Yeah.
Why?
So
you want to be comfy at home.
Okay. So Adidas joggers it is again today.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
There we are. So
okay.
Still social distance, quarantine yourself because, you know, just even from the governor and the president's addresses last night, it's working.
Yes, just keep it up.
We just have to keep it up.
I know you're getting tired of it. I know you're getting stir crazy. I know the kids are like driving you nuts and they're bored. And it's, yeah, all that's real. It's all real. You got to keep going with it. Keep going with it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get out on the other side. And we're going to be able to wear pants again. And then we're going to have to start closing the stall doors. And we're going to stop taking our shirts off on the hallway.
Hang on. I don't know if I want to go back to that life. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. If you've got a picture of your dog or cat and you want to nominate them or put them up on display, it is the Dogs versus Cats Bracket Challenge from Pet Suite. So you can see, since there was no basketball, no March Madness, none of that stuff.
We still need competition.
Yeah, there's still competition to be had between animals, dogs, cats, right there. Website, wdgx.com. You can click win and get in to win that. And then even a prize pack from Pet Suites.
I will say this. If anyone posts up a pug, they're getting my vote. I have two pugs. Obviously, we can't enter our pets. That would be unfair.
Yeah.
But if anyone does, they get my vote. They get my support. I throw my weight behind the pug people.
Yeah. I mean, I have three cats. I have a dog. I have a hamster.
You can't pick your favorite child.
So, I mean, I could put them all in there except for the hamster. But yeah, I could put them all up there.
You could.
I think what is your cutest dog?
Poppy.
Okay, so there definitely is one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Poppy's way cuter. She is. She is our pretty, pretty princess. Piper's a little, she's got this weird little underbite where it's like on one side, little teeth. She looks a little like Sling Blade. If Sling Blade was a dog. And she's like, it looks like she's from the wrong side of the track. She's always starting the fights.
I think.
She is the quintessential kid sister.
I think our oldest cat, Guinness, is probably the prettiest cat that we have. And I think my fat son, Fred, is probably the least.
Okay.
His eyes are a little too far apart.
All right.
And he's fat.
Do you think, but does he have a personality, a sparkling personality to back it up?
I mean, he's got a personality.
Not so sparkling?
he's, you know, he scoots his butt along the floor. I mean, he's like one of those type of animals.
Does that mean, do the cats have to have the gland squeezed too?
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Because we went and got Poppy squeezed yesterday, because good Lord.
Oh, you were still able to do that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so it was. They were doing, I had to sit in the car the whole time. They took her in, did the stuff, brought her back out to me.
Yeah.
To stay safe. But man, she had been scooting for about a week, and you can smell when that needs to happen.
Does she feel cleansed? I mean,
Oh, I feel like she does. Yeah, she looks like she's got a pep in her step now.
Oh, okay, good.
She didn't have before.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. But for some reason, she's an interesting, like, they couldn't really feel that on the outside. It has to be internal.
Yeah.
They'd be squeezed internally.
Oh.
And just the vet's got to be the one to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
special.
We've done the anal gland show.
Yes, we did. Yeah. I have stickers.
Several months ago.
I YouTubed it. I'm practically a professional, but I couldn't do it.
Right. So
I can, nope.
Okay. So after you squeeze the glands of your pet, you can upload the photo to WDJX.com.
Seriously, why do they let us talk about these contests?
I don't know.
We always go off the track.
Yeah.
Have you?
Sports! Sports in my life. So, Twitter account, Virtual MM 2020. Virtual March Madness 2020. Created a simulation NCAA tournament using NCAA 10 for Xbox 360.
Okay.
Updated the roster's ratings to reflect the 2019-2020 basketball season. Then played it out. The NCAA National Championship wound up being... Sorry, let me give you the final four first.
Okay, final four.
Final four.
Final four.
This is, again, Virtual March Madness played out on an Xbox 360.
Got it.
This is where we are.
All right.
This is where we are.
Uh-huh.
So the final four. The number four, Oregon Ducks, versus number 12 seed, Eastern Tennessee State University. Wow.
That's random.
Yeah. And and in the other bracket... number four, Wisconsin versus number four, Kentucky.
Oh, wow. All right, Wildcats.
With the national championship game being played, number four, Oregon versus number four, Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
So the national championship, according to the Virtual MM 2020.
Uh-huh.
From
winning?
Xbox 360.
Do we have a winner yet?
So the national championship game was actually played last night.
Yeah?
Between Oregon and Kentucky.
And who is the winner?
Here are some of the highlights. It came down to a last second shot.
From long range. Well, Bill, it's over. And the team we thought was going to win has won it. And it's culmination of a year of sacrifice and accomplishment.
Yeah, that is the UK Wildcats ended up winning the Virtual March Madness 2020.
Woo! Big Blue Nation! Let's burn some virtual couches! Woo! Yeah! Don't actually burn couches, that's not safe right now, but yeah! Celebrate your win on Xbox? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Xbox 360, right. NCAA 10, that was updated with accurate rosters and ratings to reflect the 2019-2020 season, played out. Kentucky won the virtual national championship 101-96.
Go ahead and put that on a t-shirt? Do we put up the merch?
Hang the banner.
All right.
Hang the banner. What was it? The drive to nine or something like that?
Something like that.
What are they calling? We got it. Anyways. Yeah.
Big Blue Nation.
Hang the banner.
Living your best life on Xbox.
Hang the banner. Hang it. Listen.
It counts.
Listen, if we're allowing,
uh-huh.
I'm just Hear me out.
All right.
If we're allowing UK to hang the banner for the virtual March Madness 2020 National Championship.
Listen, that's different. That's different.
We are going to let the 2013 National Championship hang the banner.
Oh, wow. That's just thing.
Let's just continue to do it.
That's different. Oh, wow.
By the way, I have tweeted so gently the highlights from the final game where UK took on the Oregon Ducks. March Madness.
What an exciting finish.
National Championship, so.
Didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah.
Look at all that.
It happened last night.
Hang the banner across.
Hang the banner.
Burn the virtual calendar.
Hang it. Sports. Sports. Sports.
Yeah. All right.
Sports.
Does that feel good to get that out?
Sports. Oh, it felt good.
I mean, I know you're not like a Cats fan, but does that feel good? No, it felt good.
Listen,
didn't it?
It felt good just to report about
the
anything.
A little release. Yeah.
A little release. DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and we're streaming. By the way, you can get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa or ask Siri to play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get the podcast. If you know your routine's a little bit messed up, your sleep schedule is now 3 o'clock in the morning to 1 in the afternoon.
We get it.
Kinda right?
Jealous.
And so you can catch up on the podcast. All right, just right there, wdjx.com. Click. Listen or right there by asking Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get it there as well. Today is day three of Spirit Week, and it's your team, your band, and your artist tee. All right. So your favorite band or just any band and your artist t-shirt. Take a picture of it, tag us, and we'll show you some love on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook there at 99.7 DJX. Kelly sporting the Taylor Swift from what era is that? Is that 1989?
Let's see. 1989
era Taylor?
I'm not sure if that's 1989 or if it's red.
Oh.
It could be even red era.
Red
it's been
era.
Buried deep, deep, deep in my sleep shirt drawer.
Okay.
I unearthed it. You can tell it's a little loved in. It's like kind of pilled up a little bit.
Sure.
You know, but I didn't sleep in it last night. I'll say that.
Ah, all right. So you're kind of winning.
I kept it fresh for today. So fresh and so clean, clean.
All right. Do you hang your t-shirts or do you fold them and put them in a drawer?
Well, not the one, the good ones, like the fancier t-shirts, but like
fancy
sleep shirts,
t-shirts?
No. Yeah.
You mean like with like ruffles and things on them?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I just call those like shirts. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I don't hang my t-shirts.
No.
I know people, I saw a video of someone, bored and quarantined and all that stuff. And they were like looking through their closet for the umpteenth time and they hung all their t-shirts. And I was like, ow,
does make them easier to see.
Yeah, sure.
But I've got so many that would be aggressive.
Yeah. Like I have now the rule in my house that if I bring a t-shirt in, a t-shirt leaves.
Oh, okay.
So I have to have the rotation going because we get so many t-shirts here at the radio station.
Yeah, we get a lot of t-shirts and I sleep in all of them. Right. They become my sleep shirts.
Sure, absolutely.
And then I take them to Goodwill for a while. You know,
you got to cycle. You got to cycle them through. So yeah, right. So a t-shirt comes in, a t-shirt leaves, but yeah, I just fold mine. So anyway, band t-shirts is what we're wanting to see.
You're rocking Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Yeah, again.
And not necessarily representing my favorite. It would be NSYNC, but I didn't buy the merch back in the day. Mm. I bought their albums. I listen to the music still. Super fan. Just don't have the t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a lot of band tees. I have the Pink Floyd. I have the Led Zeppelin.
For a long time.
I have my wife's band.
I had a shirt that said, I'm with the band. I rocked that at concerts. People thought I was special. I had people stop me all the time saying, hey, can you get me backstage?
You're like, yes.
I miss
follow
that
me.
Shirt. I miss that shirt.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Susan, thank you for that solid advice.
Yeah, Susan, the self-appointed expert.
April Fool's spokesperson, if
for
you will.
Sure. And listen, we're not going to do any sort of weird, crazy April Fool's Day pranks. I think the world, the tone right now understands that today's probably not the day that we need to be doing that. And maybe we just go ahead and skip past 2020, the year 2020, for pulling any real pranks on people. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a little bit of fun in your own home.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, your family members and things like that.
I saw some good suggestions, like switching out, like, pictures in frames with, like, your favorite celebrities, doing stuff like that. There are quite a few little ideas of little things that you can do around the house that are harmless yet fun. Whoopee cushions, always a popular thing in our house. The kids love those.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff like that.
Youngest daughter liked running around, and she put saran wrap. She tried to put saran wrap over the toilet seat. Last year, I want to say that was. And so she was pretty, I mean, she didn't get it as tight and as crystal clear as you'd think, but yeah, she was on to something. So yeah. Anyways, yeah,
in the door frame, that's always fun.
There are some options if you want to have a little fun with your friends or your roommates or your family or whatever, but yeah, we're not gonna do anything that's like,
we learned our lesson a long time ago,
but yes,
when we decided to say that Derby was getting moved to Lexington.
Yeah, well, I mean,
there are meetings.
Yeah, sure.
It was only an hour long joke, but it got us in trouble.
Yeah, what, Susan?
Be careful on the April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
All right. With the stay at home orders being in place here in Kentucky and in Indiana, and obviously the governor saying not to travel out of the state for sure, and to make sure that you're only traveling if you have to go to work or if you have to, you know, get groceries or get medical care. Here's the thing. New Jersey has kind of taken a page from Governor Beshear's, like, 5 o'clock press conferences where he starts calling people out.
Uh-huh.
New Jersey's kind of done that sort of thing. And so that's why we get this setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without disobeying the lockdown order to leave and throw a flaming jar at your boyfriend's house, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that could start fires.
Yeah, so the New Jersey Attorney General released a list of, like, arrests that were conducted during the stay-at-home order for the coronavirus pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Calling people out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of them included Carly. Carly, she decided she was going to throw a Molotov cocktail at her boyfriend's house.
Oh, a Molotov cocktail? Oh!
Yes.
That's intense.
It didn't detonate. It didn't explode.
Thank goodness.
But she was charged with arson and weapons offenses, as well as disorderly persons offense for violating the stay-at-home order.
Okay. Listen, they're getting serious about this stuff.
Right.
All right? They're going to take that seriously. You're going to have some harsh consequences.
I don't care what your boyfriend did. If you guys are being quarantined, it can wait.
Yeah.
You don't need to walk over to his house and throw a flaming jar.
No, you send some angry text messages.
I mean, unless you tried to FaceTime him and you saw another woman there.
That is a different story. But still, however, it's not safe. Yeah, no, don't go over there. Do not go over there.
We're not trying to come up with scenarios where it'd be okay. No.
That is where a breakup over text messages is just fine.
Right,
just
sure.
Break up.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without disobeying the lockdown order to leave and throw a flaming jar at your boyfriend's house, a.k.a. a Molotov cocktail, then you're doing okay.
Wow, that is
That's
aggressive. She sounds like a handful.
Ah, there you go. All right. Once again, I know your schedule's all screwed up. Maybe you're just waking up now and you're like, oh, these guys.
Yeah, they're still on the radio.
All right, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, so catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com, click listen, or on your Alexa or smart speaker, just ask to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get it there as well. All right, guys, be safe. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.